Yesterday, 2 days ago? 2 days ago already, yeah. So yesterday we discussed what's called makom. We were talking about Kiddush Makom Sudu. What's called the same makom? Today we have to, we know what Kiddush is. We already spent some shiurim on that. What Kiddush is, right, with Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Shabbat HaTava, and do you need Kiddush Aliyayin, Alakos? You need to Mvarek Sarek Shiyitom? All of that fun stuff. We described yesterday what makom means. Does makom mean different house, in the same house, the same room, mipina lapina, ba'osa bayis? And we went through the tour of the Beis Yosef and the different ways to understand the Shittos and the Rishonim. Fantastic. Today we have one more word in that phrase that we need to define. What is called su'uda? You need to have kiddush where you have su'uda. Great. What is su'uda? How do we define su'uda? Take a look at source number 13. Source number 13. Tour. Shimon Reisha and Gimel. Zak the tour. Kosva ga'onim. Hadar minon ein kiddush al makom su'uda. Ein tzarech sheyigmar sham kol su'uda so. When we say ein kiddush al makom su'uda, it doesn't mean you have to finish your entire su'uda there. Ela afilu achol dover mu'at. O shasa kos yayin shechayev alav bracha. Yatsi yudei kiddush. Even if you just eat a little something. Or even if you just drink enough wine that you can have to say a bracha achrona, you have a revius of yayin, you yotzi the mitzvah of kiddush. The gomer sudasa makom acher, and then when you go home, you'll finish your meal somewhere else. V'davka shachalach moshasi yayin av peros lo. But says the Tur b'shem the gaonim, peros doesn't work. Yayin works, lechem works, fruits don't work. Says the Beis Yosef. Ein lo chiach shatos v'arosh cholkem al sfarazu. Says, don't tell me that Tosos and the Rosh disagree with this, because after all, Tosos in Dibra Maskel Ti'imu, we saw that Tosos where, who was it? Rabba said, you better taste something here where we said Kiddush before you go home, because maybe the lights will be out when you go home. So Ti'imu Midi, taste something. So what did the Tosos say? What does Ti'imu Midi mean? Says Tosos, Nir Dahainu? Ti'imas Lechem. You better have bread. You need to have bread. So maybe that tells you Tosus disagrees with Gonim. Gonim say you could drink wine. Tosus says it's got to be only lechem. You have to make sure to have lechem. Says Beis Yosef, no, they're not arguing. Deika lememer delo kosu kein mishum de b'shtias kos lo livku yidei kiddush ele mishum delo nafki yidei su'uda ele bepas. Could have asked myself l'shonam. Av lefshu demodul divergonim alo dilin kiddush makam su'uda shapim mikri makam su'uda makam shosa kos yayin shchayv lo bracha. Maybe the reason he insisted that they eat lechem there was not because Kiddush b'makom su'uda requires lechem. Nah! Kiddush b'makom su'uda, all you need is yayin. You don't need lechem. You know why he told them to have lechem? Because he was worried they're going to get home, there's not going to be any light, they're not going to have a su'uda. And if they don't have a su'uda, they're not going to be able to su'uda Shabbos. So he told them to have lechem, not for Kiddush b'makom su'uda. For Kiddush b'makom su'uda, all you need is yayin. But you have to worry about su'uda Shabbos. For su'uda Shabbos, you're going to need lechem. So he said, you better have some lechem in order to solve the problem of su'uda Shabbos. Now, that's so far, how many opinions? What we need for Kiddush b'makom su'uda? We have the Gaonim that Yayin is enough, but not Peros. And the Gaonim have an interesting formulation. They say Yayin or, what is it? Lechem. Yayin or Lechem. And the Beis Yosef claims Tosos is not a different Shita. When Tosos says it has to be Lechem, he means Su'uda, Shabbos has to be Lechem, but for Kiddush B'makom Su'uda, maybe Yayin is enough. What?
That's the question, how Tosus can argue.
Not how Tosus can argue. He's just saying Tosus doesn't argue on the Gonim. I mean, the Beis Yosef is saying, I don't believe Tosus argues on the Gonim.
But, I mean, before the Beis Yosef ever came, Tosus was arguing on the Gonim.
People could have thought that. So the Beis Yosef sets us straight. This is how to read a Taisvus, says the Beis Yosef. Now, Rabbi Kiveger quotes from Talmid Rabbi Yona that why is it? I have it over here. Rabbi Kiveger quotes from Talmid Rabbi Yona. He says a simple ha'ara. He says, why is it that there are all these different shitos for shalosh shudos, what you can get away with, what you can eat less than lechem mishnah, less than lechem. You could have different, mizonos or whatever, different peiros, even according to one shita. All four different shitas in Shulchan Aruch about what you need to eat for shalosh shudos. How come we don't have those same shitas about the first two Shabbos meals? So says Rabbi Kiveger, because you don't have to make Kiddush at Shalosh Shudos, you need to make Kiddush at the first two Shabbos meals. And Kiddush B'makom Seuda demands real Seuda. So, you have to wash for Kiddush B'makom Seuda. Wine, not good enough. You have to wash to be Yotzei Kiddush B'makom Seuda, says Rabbi Kiveger in the name of Talmid Rabbi Yona. Now there are more shitos. If you look at Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher, I put it in the back over here. You see in the toward the end, Minchas Asher, Siminayin Zayin, he goes through a collection. What's called Suda, what's not called Suda? He says Chamesh Machlokos B'davar, five shitos. First he quotes the Gaonim, Lechem or Yayin, but not Peros. Then he quotes Magen Avraham Sifkat Nir Aleph, that if you can make Kiddush Al Yayin, Kal V'chomer Shef Shal Kaddish Al Mizonos. The adiv miyayin, mizonos is even better than yayin, so mizonos for sure should work. Gonin didn't say that, but the Magen Avraham extends it that it's got to be mizonos also. Third, shilta giborim, sachem kovalif in the name of the Riaz. The avala peros, havi kiddush makom suda, beferish against what the Gonim said. Gonim said, no, as long as it's not peros, no way peros. Comes along the shilta giborim, yeah, peros are good too. Fourth, prima gadim. In Eish Lavram, maybe not all peros, maybe tamarim only, maybe only dates. They're better than all other peros because the Gemara talks about how tamarim are sa'adi v'zayni. They nourish a person and they satisfy a person. Other peros are more like dessert, but tamarim are really good. Fifth, several rishonim, Rabbi Kiveger, in the name of Rabbi Yona. Like we just said, is what? You have to dafka have lechem mishnah, your real Shabbos Suda. Kiddush Makom Suda is not fulfilled without your real Shabbos Suda. How do we pass an halacha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nechavav. Well, before the Mishnah Berurah, let's take a look at the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Reishayin Gimel Sifhei, Kosva Agonim. Like the Gaonin, even wine is good enough. V'dafka achal lechem al shasa yayin av lechel peros lo, but not peros. Good. Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Gaonin, sounds like. Beferish like the Gaonin. Says the Mishnah Brura, in Sivkot and Chavav on the spot, Rav Asher quotes it over here, that even though the Shulchan Aruch goes against the Shilta Giborim in the name of the Riaz, Shilta Giborim in the name of the Riaz says you could even have peros. Misha Chalash Libo, if a person is very weak, he could be Someich on peros, at least during the daytime, where Kiddush is only Drabanan. So he could be Someich, but he peros after Kiddush. Lichat Chila, says the Mishnah Brura. Yish b'choshesh for the shita of the Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbi Kiveger, b'shem Rabbeinu Yonah, which happens to be the shita of Tosa Rosh and the Rashba and the Vilna Gaon held this way and Maisarav Kuv Chav Beis. Then you should have your real suuda. So lichad chila, kiddush makom suuda, you should have lechem mishnah. Have your real suuda. Good. So la lach, what do we hold? Lichad chila, do the best you can. Have a real suuda. A little less than the chachila, but meikar adin, let's call it pariv, regular, is like Shulchan Aruch says, like the Gaonim, yayin, but not peros. B'di'evid, where your mamish sick and you can't handle yayin, then peros. Peros would be good enough. Yeah?
You mentioned in the, I think, Rashbam yesterday, that Zachar al-Yayin, that it's a svara that, you know, that therefore you have a kiddush, makom suda, and after that. So how would that work in terms of even having any less than your suda? according to that svara. Meaning you're not having your suda, so what's the svara that had the kiddush before?
Say again, what?
I mean, you mentioned the, I think the Rashba, there was two deos about why.
Yeah.
Because one of them was Zohar Eliyahin, and then the svara of having kiddush makom suda. The svara. How does that work in terms of not having your actual suda? Anything less than that would seem to not fit with the svara.
Right, meaning maybe this is talui on that chakira that we have. Is it a din in kiddush or is it a din in the suda? If it's a din in the kiddush, so maybe whatever he eats is good. That enhances the kiddush. But if it's a din in the suda, then it's got to be your actual suda Shabbos. So several achronim suggest that that's what the very good. Several achronim suggest that that's what the nekuda is that they're arguing about. And it all depends on that chakira. And Rav Asher goes through it over here also. He also says that. That possibility. There's also a further machlokas. Let's assume like the Gaonim, Shulchan Aruch Paskens that way. All you need is a revius of Yayin. Does that mean an extra revius besides for the revius that you drink for Kiddush, or just one revius that you drink for Kiddush? Okay. Mishabur Paskens in the morning could be Mekel if you don't have enough wine to drink two revius, but at night we should be Machmir on that. Okay, fine. Now, you go to shul, and in shul they have kiddush. So what do you do? What do you do? You say kiddush, and you have no. What do you eat? Shul kiddush.
Cookies,
cake. Why dafka cookies or cake? Why not just chalit? You need to have mizanos. Kiddush makom suda, right? Let's assume the Gaonim mean when they say. Well, at least you're saying you're doing like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham said, if wine is good enough, then for sure mizonos is good enough. So you have some mizonos. Fine. You then go home to have your meal. And you're going to have your real meal. Lecha Mishno, the whole meal. Is there any need to make Kiddush again? Pashtus. Any need to make Kiddush again? What do you think? Pashtus, no. Why not? You're already yotze kiddush makom suda. Ah, you still need to do the mitzvah of suda Shabbos. It's got nothing to do with kiddush. You could do the mitzvah of suda Shabbos without kiddush. You already midin kiddush makom suda. You already got that in shul. Now you're going to go home. You want to do the mitzvah of suda Shabbos. Do the mitzvah of suda Shabbos without kiddush. That is pashtus. When you read the Shulchan Aruch, that's what it sounds like. I want to share with you two more approaches to that situation. Each one is a greater kiddush than the next. I think they're phenomenal to think about. One is the approach of Rav Soloveitchik, expressed in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi from Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter Shlita, in source number 17. Begeder din kiddush makom suda. V'chein tzorich lefarish b'das ha'gra. Sha'af b'kiddush al yom lo ha'yim makadish al makom suda gemur av lo mini targim o'yayin. Remember we said the gra holds, kiddush makom suda means you have to have your real, full-fledged, total suda. And it's not good enough to do wine, like the Gaonim said. De'in kiddush makom suda hu b'kidei l'kvoa es ha'su'uda l'shem su'udas Shabbos. Because kiddush makom suda means you are being koveya this su'uda as your su'uda Shabbos. That's what kiddush makom suda is, like Danny was saying before. It's a din in the su'uda. It's saying that this is my su'uda Shabbos. Cookies are not your su'uda Shabbos. Wine is not your su'uda Shabbos. Lechem Mishnah is your su'uda Shabbos. Ubekdei lotzis dechova su'uda Shabbos bevada bin in pas. K'moshen sparah gemara v'tos brachos anal. Certainly, you need bread to be yotzi suda Shabbos. And mele bina shikadosh makom shu rotzal atzei day chovas suda Shabbos. So kiddush makom suda means you need to fulfill the mitzvah in the place where you're going to have suda Shabbos. Vidas hagonim kanira. What about the gonim? What do they hold kiddush makom suda is all about? If it's not about being koveya that makom as your makom suda Shabbos, dein tachas hakiddush b'kdei lekvas suda the same suda Shabbos. If you're like the Gaonim, the point of Kiddush is not to be koveya that this is Suda Shabbos. Ela adrada. Amiris ha-Kiddushi mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's an independent mitzvah. U'b'kdei la-hachshivis yayin ha-Kiddush b'inan she-yomaris ha-Kiddush b'makom suda. And in order for this to be called wine of Kiddush, it needs to be Kiddush b'makom suda. But it's not a din in the suda, it's a din in the Kiddush. Exactly what Danny was saying before. V'davar zeh yatzarich lekiddush magam sudo kiyum b'su'uda k'das agra o kiyum b'kiddush k'das agadonim mitotoy beis halashon shabir shpram la'avri psachim v'advarim atikim. What does that dvarim atikim mean? Everybody knows this. This is the old raid, you know, in yeshivas everyone knows this. 2 days in Rashbam is it did in the Kiddush, it did in the Suda, and that's going to be totally on what you need for Kiddush Makom Suda. Fabulous. That's what all the yeshivas say. Here's what they don't say in yeshivas. Minhag ha'olam shebiyom haShabbos b'boker omrim Kiddush. The minhag of the whole world, you look around, is in the morning. On Shabbos, we say Kiddush v'tamim mitargim v'gdelas yedichavos Kiddush Makom Suda. And you have some cake, like you said. You have some cookies. You have some cholent. Bir b'zerabenu, sort of salvation explained. This is not because we hold like the Gaonim. We want to say it must be because we hold like the Gaonim. We hold like Magen Avraham. That is Kiddush Magen Suda. Good, I'm Yotze. It's all I need to do. Says of salvation. No, we would not hold like the Gaonim. It says of salvation. Like the Gaonim. He couldn't stomach it. He couldn't think that we really pass him straight like the Gaonim. Shenira she yisodo b'tzirif hashitos against svek sveka. Says you know why we rely. We allow ourselves to eat in shul a few cookies after saying Kiddush. It's a svek sveka. It's not that we paskin like the Gaonim. It's a svek sveka. What's a svek sveka? So let me say it outside first. There is this machlokas that we have between the Gaonim and, let's say, the Gra and the Rabbeinu Yonah and Kiveger and all those who hold that you need the real Suda Shabbos to do Kiddush Makom Suda. So we have a svek. Do I hold you need real Suda Shabbos or is Mizonos good enough? There's a further machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Look at source number 19. It's right there. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah levarich al hayayin biyom haShabbos kodem sheyisod suda shniya, v'zehu hanikra kiddusha rabba. It's a mitzvah to say Kiddush before you eat Shabbos day. V'varich bar priyagavim b'lvad v'shosav achach yitol yad v'yisod. And the way to do that is you say Baruch Priyagav and you drink, then you wash, then you eat. Sound familiar, right? We do this. Says the Rambam, V'asur lo la'adam sheyitom klum kodem sheyikadesh. We're familiar with this too. You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Says the Ravid on that Rambam, Amar Avraham, B'chayei roshi yimisvar amra lo sabr miyam asvar p'chusam izu. I've never heard of a stupider thing in my life. Pretty harsh, no? What did he say already? He said, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Says the Ravid, what? Who ever heard of such a thing? You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush? Yeah, you have to have Kiddush Makom Suda. Why can't you eat before Kiddush? What do you see? Machlokas, Rambam, and the Ravid. Can you eat before Kiddush? We generally assume, like the Rambam, that we don't eat before Kiddush. But there is a sheet that's arrived that holds you're allowed to eat before Kiddush. Comes along Rav Salvechik and says as follows. When you say Kiddush and Shul and you have a few cookies, you're not paskening like the Gaonim. There's too many people against the Gaonim. We wouldn't pasken straight like the Gaonim. What you're doing is you're saying that I'm allowed to eat these cookies because I have a svek sveka. Suffek, maybe the Gaonim are right, and this is Kiddush Makom Suda. And even if the Gaonim are wrong, and this is not Kiddush Makom Suda, so then what is this if it's not Kiddush Makom Suda? It's me eating before Kiddush. Well, according to the Ravid, that's okay. I'm allowed to eat before Kiddush. Shabbos morning. So, svek sveka. Suffek, whether this is Kiddush Makom Suda, and even if it's not Kiddush Makom Suda, and therefore it's not Kiddush, it doesn't count as Kiddush, so what? So it's just like eating before Kiddush, like the Ravid. It's only mikoach, that svek sveka, that we're allowed to have the shul kiddush. Now follow along. You go home now. Do you have to say kiddush again? What was the whole reason that you were allowed to eat at the shul kiddush? Because of a svek sveka. Maybe this is kiddush, maybe it's not. And even if it's not though, maybe I'm allowed to eat anyway because you're allowed to eat before kiddush. According to the Ravid, eventually you do have to say kiddush. Before your meal, you got to say kiddush. So say you're allowed to have snacks in the morning, you're allowed to eat before Kiddush, but you're going to have to say Kiddush Makom Suda. So when you go home, do you have a svek sveka? Not anymore. You don't have the Ravid anymore. The Ravid would tell you, say Kiddush now. Why would the Ravid tell you to say Kiddush now? Because now you're having a Suda, you got to say Kiddush. You need Kiddush Makom Suda. The Ravid doesn't disregard Kiddush Makom Sud. That's a Gemara. Of course you need Kiddush Makom Sud. He just tells you you're allowed to eat something before that. But now you're going to be having your Suda. There's not going to be a later. Now is Suda Shnia. Not according to the Ravid. According to the Gonim, you're ready. That's one suffix. If I hold like the Gonim, I was ready Yotze. If I don't hold like the Gonim, I wasn't Yotze. I don't have a second suffix now. Before I had a second suffix, I had the Ravid. That according to the Ravid, okay, so it's not Kiddush, but it's a snack, and I'm allowed to have a snack. Now I'm holding my Suda Shnia. I'm holding by the second Suda. The Ravid would say, make Kiddush. And the Rambam would say, make Kiddush. So now I only have one suffix. I don't have a tziruf hashitos. Now I understand what he's saying, suffix Rabbanu Lakula. He doesn't mean this in the normal svek sveka way. Normally you need a svek sveka only on a daraisa. On a Rabbanu you would only need one suffix. Why do we even need to say? He doesn't mean svek sveka. What he means is a tziruf hashitos. Tziruf hashitos is when you have things that aren't really a suffix, but you can combine. The Shitas HaRaiv is not really a suffix. We know we pass them like the Rambam. But it's a sniff lahakel. It's like an added-on consideration. Without, absent that added-on consideration to be makel, we're not going to be willing to be makel like the Gaon. And therefore, says Rav Soloveitchik, if you look in the last paragraph here in Eretz Hatzvi, based on Rabbeinu Zatzal, that the Minhag Olam is based on combining the different shitos. You need to say Kiddush again when you get home. Because maybe we don't pass like the Gaonim. And there's no second shita to combine. The Ravid also agrees you need to do Kiddush Makom Sud during the daytime. He was just a little more makel that he didn't ask for eating before Kiddush during the daytime. Good. So, if you were to ask me what to do at this point, when you're having Kiddush and Shul and you didn't wash and Shul, you just had Kiddush with some Mizonos, should you say Kiddush at home again? Well, according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, there's no need to. According to Rav Soloveitchik, absolutely you should. You should do it. It's a good thing. Nothing to lose, right? No one holds you can't. Might as well say Kiddush again at home. But then comes along Rav Asher Weiss and says, no, you're not allowed to say Kiddush again at home. And we'll see why in a second. You have a question?
Is it possible to say that it's better not to have mizonos? Because if you say Kiddush at home, it's better to have a lesser version of the way of Kiddush in the shul.
You mean better not to say Kiddush in shul at all?
Yeah, but if you're going to, better not have mizonos.
Why not?
Less of a suffix to say Kiddush again at home. If it's a lesser type of food, when you have to get it.
Yeah, but then you'll be violating the Isra of eating before Kiddush when you...
I'm assuming that's allowed.
You're not allowed to assume it's allowed. We don't pass it like the Ravid. We use it as an extra sniff. Once I already have the possibility of Kiddush Makom Suda, so as an extra sniff, maybe I'm allowed to eat anyway, even if it's not Kiddush Makom Suda. But if you're going to take away the possibility of Kiddush Makom Suda, then you're up the creek in the first place. Right? Then you're stuck. Comes along Rav Asher Weiss and says, I think if you do the Shul Kiddush thing, and you have some cookies and cake, you are not allowed to say Kiddush at home. Whoa! Where would he get such a crazy idea? This is in Minchas Hachur on page Shinun Hay. It says Shinun Hay on the top. Gimel, the paragraph that, with the big O's Gimel before him. Vinei, at the end of the page. Vinei. Herachnu le'el b'karya shitos b'yurin b'lchsar abasada. We've discussed a lot about the different shitos in this wonderful halach of Kiddush Makom Suda. Achlo ekcha delule demistafino yenira bezel if yani is daiti bira cher beshita sagonim. Shelo kavanus rov rabbeinu achronim vaposkim. Says, I think all the Rishonim and the Achronim misunderstood the Gaonim. Only Rav Asher could talk like this. He introduced the lule demistafina. Had I not been afraid to say, but by the way, I have no fear and I will say, I think everyone misunderstood the Gaonim. They got it all wrong. How do we understand the Gaonim? To be Yotze, Kiddush Makom Suda, all you need is what? yayin, lechem, whatever, even maybe even mizonos, according to the Magen Avraham. All you need is a little something. That's Kiddush Magam Suda. He says, let's read this again. Dine, next page. Zelashon HaTorah V'Shulchan Aruch. Here's the lashon of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. This is such a magnificent diuk. It blew me away. This is the lashon of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. Kasva Ga'onim. Hadein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. Afilu Achol Davar Muat. Oshasa Kos Yayin Shechayev Lav Bracha. Yatsi Yidei Kiddush Makom Suda. Even if you just drink a little wine or eat a little something, you Yatsi Kiddush Makom Suda. V'gomer Su'udaso B'Makom Acher. And then go somewhere else and have your real Suda. Finish the rest of your Suda. What would I have thought had the Shulchan Aruch not said that last phrase? Anything different? What's he adding with that? Of course I have to go home and eat. I know, I didn't have Lechem Mishnah Shul. I had one of those little cookies with the jelly inside that I love. But you know, the powdered sugar. That's not Suda. I get it. I used to love it. I get it. I understand that's not real Suda Shabbos. Of course I have to go home and eat. What are the Gaonim adding? V'gomer Suda Sobabakam Acher. Okay, so the wheels in our brain are moving a little bit now. So let's see. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah says that there's two things this halacha is teaching me. That b'di'evit, if you're gomer sudas or malkum acher, you don't have to say birch samazon. You could be gomer here, you could be gomer b'malkum acher. So it's a din in hilchas birch samazon. And number two, if you're gomer sudas or malkum acher, you don't have to say kiddush again. A din in hilchas kiddush. Hilchos brachos, that's what he's coming to teach me over here. Dinim and birchas hamazon, come on. That's not what the Gaonim mean. Says Rav Asher, here's the chiddush. See where I wrote chiddush in the margin? Ach, ibedidi talya. If I was running the world, and I got to tell you what the Gaonim really hold, hayinir bekavanasam, what I would say the Gaonim mean is, debe'em esafa Gaonim modim tzarek l'kadish alikr sudasam. The Gaonim hold Kiddush B'Makom Suda needs to be with Lecha Mishnah, your real Suda Shabbos. What? Ella dim hischil Su'udaso B'Makom Shekideish Dai B'Kach Le'Chashev Kiddush B'Makom Suda. You don't need to have your whole meal in the place where you have Kiddush, but you need to begin your meal in the place where you have Kiddush. And you'll finish your meal somewhere else. But your Kiddush needs to be connected to the meal that is your real, full-fledged Sudas Shabbos. You know what you're allowed to do in Shul? You're allowed to eat cookies. You know why? Because that's the beginning of your Sudas Shabbos. And you may complete your Sudas Shabbos back at home. V'gomer Su'udas B'makom Acher is part of the requirement of Kiddush B'makom Suda. Have Kiddush in Shul with your cookie and go Merzudas of Makom Acher. And if you don't, that Kiddush that you had in Shul was not Kiddush Makom Suda. If you go home and something comes up and you run out and there's an emergency and you never got to eat a meal at home, where you yotze Kiddush Makom Suda, says Rav Asher according to the Gaonim, no! Because the Suda that goes along with your Kiddush is your full real Suda you can have at home. Whoa! It's not just, it's okay to have a meal at home. You must have that meal at home. It's not just, it's okay not to bench now and just bench when you get home. You must only bench once. Because if you are Gomer the Su'udah here, you bench right here without a Lecha Mishnah, and you make the Su'udah you have at home a different Su'udah, a separate Su'udah, well then you disconnected your Kiddush from your Su'udah. You need to make sure that whatever you start in shul, you finish at home, and it's one unit. And that's the only way you yotze Kiddush Makom Suda. Why is wine good enough? Where in the world do we get the idea that wine is good enough for Kiddush Makom Suda? The chashivas of yayin is not that my whole suda is made up of wine. That's ridiculous. Who has a whole suda made up of wine? How could that possibly be Kiddush Makom Suda? No! The yayin is not the ikur of the suda. What's the yayin? The tchilas ha-su'udah. Who has wine at the beginning of a meal? Lots of people. How do I show that I'm getting my meal rolling and that this is going to be the same meal that I finish at home? By drinking an extra ravias of yayin. So according to this, says Rav Asher, you say Kiddush and Shul and you have a couple of cookies, then you go home. Should you say Kiddush again? Cannot say Kiddush again. Why? If you say Kiddush again when you go home, you know what you're doing? You're declaring that what I'm doing here now has no connection to what I did in Shul. And what I did in Shul, therefore, was not connected to my Suda. It was not Kiddush Makom Suda. And if it was not Kiddush Makom Suda, it wasn't Kiddush. And if it wasn't Kiddush, I was just having breakfast before Kiddush. And that's Asr. If you say Kiddush at home, says Rav Asher, you're disconnecting your Kiddush from your Suuda, your Kiddush and Shul from your Suuda, and once you sever that tie, once you sever that connection, then it makes everything you did in Shul the Isra of eating before Kiddush.
What about saying Kiddush for the people that weren't
Yom Kippur? That's a good point. Right, Lechora, if you need to, people weren't Yotzei, you need to say for them. So is that really showing that you're severing the connection? Someone could argue that you're not severing the connection, you're just saying it again for someone who didn't hear. Or you could argue that no, maybe you should tell them that they should say it themselves. But it's just unbelievable. You have the standard approach of the Gaonim, which is, okay, you don't have to say Kiddush again at home. If you want to, you can, whatever. You know, live and let live, but it's all good. You have Rav Soloveitchik's approach in understanding how we paskin, saying, you must say Kiddush again when you get home. And you have Rav Weiss's approach, you mustn't say Kiddush again when you get home. And he says Rav Asher, based on this, I could be miyashiv something very important. First of all, he says, the Magen Avraham would definitely be wrong, based on this. What did the Magen Avraham say? The Magen Avraham said, oh, if Yayin is enough for Kiddush Makom Suda, then for sure Mizonos is enough to be able to say Kiddush Makom Suda, right? That's what the Magen Avraham said. Says Rav Asher, do you normally have cookies to start your meal? When do you have cookies? Dessert. Snack. Is it the beginning of a meal ever? Nah, you don't start a meal with cookies. You know what you start your meal with? Wine. Magen Avraham says when he saw the Gaonim, oh, wine is Kiddush Makom Suda, so Kal Vachomer, cookies is Kiddush Makom Suda. Says Rav Asher, no. Wine was not Kiddush Makom Suda. Wine was a Haschalas HaSu'uda. And the end of the Suda is going to be at home. Cookies are not a haschalas hasu'uda. And therefore, the Gonim would not allow cookies. What? Oh, so maybe Pera should work. Maybe Pera should work. Yeah. Right, right. Right, they didn't have Pera at the beginning.
Isn't there a lacha? Even before, right before that, it was just there to whet your appetite.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Paris is not enough of a chashivas to be called the beginning of the Suda. Wine is more chashiv than Paris, so wine is chashiv enough to be called the beginning of my Suda. So that's the machlokas. That's why some Rishonim say Paris are also enough to be called the beginning of the Suda. Other Rishonim say, no, only dates are chashiv enough to be called the beginning of the Suda. And the Gaonim will say, no, neither of those. It needs to be chashiv and it needs to be the beginning of the Suda. You need both of those things. It needs to be something chashiv enough and it needs to be something that you would have at the beginning of the Suda. Yeah?
Can there be no hefsek in between your kiddush and whatever and the Suda?
How much time can elapse? That's a good question. Probably you should not allow too much time to elapse. Probably you should go home and start your Suda.
Can you have a kiddush in shul and go to someone's house and eat more food there and then go to your house and have a meal?
According to Rav Asher?
I'll tell the mom this possibility.
Probably.
You could.
That second
place you're going to is fine.
That's also a hemshich, maybe. Maybe you could view that as a hemshich also, according to Rav Asher. Now, according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, that's for sure okay. You're ready with Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda. You're allowed to eat now, and you just will do your Suda. It's a lot of eating. One, two, three. It's a lot of eating. Says Rav Asher with this, and with this we'll close, he says, I could be miyashev minag. That's quoted by the Ramah. we passing like the Gaonim that you could be make kiddush on wine, and that's kiddush makom suda. So it's mutter for a moel or a sandik to drink in the makom of the bris milah. Technically speaking, right? It's mutter for the moel or the sandik when they do a bris milah in shul. They say bar priya gavin, so that's kiddush. They'll drink, and that's kiddush makom suda. That's fine. They're not going to have another morsel of food in the shul. You're not allowed to eat in the shul. It's only, the Tosfos points out, only kosher bracha for a mitzvah of bris milah. You're allowed to drink in the shul, so you're not going to have another morsel of food in the shul. That's okay. You hold like the gaonim. But says the Rama, our minig is don't drink it on Shabbos morning. Give it to the baby. Stick a little gauze pad in the wine and let the baby suck on the wine. Don't drink it. Why not? It's mutter to drink in the shul for a kos of bris milah. The gaonim hold it's kiddush makom suda. Why not? It's kiddush makom suda. It's like, so what does Rav Asher say? What's he going to say? So drink an extra revi. Let's say you hold like those who understand the gaonim that you only need one revius. That you kill two birds with one stone. That one revius can count for both. But he says, even with that, meaning you're right, if you need two reveals, then you have no hetzer for the second reveals. But even if you only need one reveals, why is it that the wine is called Ascholas Hasuda? It's because why else am I drinking? I'm drinking because I'm starting a meal. That's why you drink. But if it's very clear from context that you're drinking for a different reason, that you're drinking dafka for the sake of Koshal Brach of Bris Milah, your motivation in drinking is not about what... It's not about beginning a suda. So then it's not a haschalas suda. So then I can't drink. Then I got to give it to the baby. That's where that minhag comes from. The Ramah's minhag, says Rav Asher. That's where the minhag, maybe that could justify that minhag of the Ramah. Dafka, to be careful not to drink the wine. Then at the end he says, Umama od samachti, kshirisi shuv shazachisi lechavin ledivrei aprisha. He says, if you read the Prisha very carefully, you'll see the Prisha understood the Gaonim just like me, and that I was right all along. Now, you have to read the Prisha very carefully to be fully convinced that the Prisha says everything that he said, but he thinks the Prisha supports his approach. So three approaches to the idea of the Gaonim, to the idea of making Kiddush and drinking just wine for the Kiddush, the Shul Kiddush. You have the Shittas Gaonim straight up, the way it sounds in Shulchan Aruch. You have Rav Salvage's understanding of the Tziruf Hashitos, where you're going to have to make Kiddush to get it home. And Rav Asher's understanding that it's a hemsheikh, a schalas ha-su'udah, where you don't have to make Kiddush again at home, you're not allowed to make Kiddush again at home. Okay. Yeah.